This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne in for Bob Edwards. In the fifth attack in just over 24 hours, gunmen shot dead two Jewish settlers in the West Bank and injured their two-year-old son. The shooting brings to 13 the number of people killed in the ongoing violence. The Israeli army responded to the attacks by further restricting Palestinian travel in and around several West Bank cities. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Palestinian gunmen opened fire on a car driven by Jewish settlers in the West Bank just after midnight. A little-known group called the Martyrs of the Palestinian Popular Army claimed responsibility. Yesterday, a suicide bomber blew up a bus in northern Israel, killing 9 people and injuring dozens of others. The Islamist Hamas movement claimed responsibility. Palestinian witnesses said that overnight, Israeli troops raided a West Bank village to hunt for suspected militants. Medical sources said 2 Palestinian men were killed in a gun battle with Israeli troops. The Israeli army today announced it will bar all Palestinian motor traffic in and around 5 cities in the central and northern West Bank, allowing movement only for medical and other humanitarian needs. Israeli Defense Minister Benjamin Ben-Eliezer said 10 Palestinians planning suicide bombings were stopped in the past week. 9 were arrested and 1 was killed by Israeli soldiers. David Horovitz, the editor of the Jerusalem Report magazine, says the spate of attacks yesterday, combined with last week's bombing at Jerusalem's Hebrew University, has left both the government and the public increasingly desperate. He says calls for action include expelling Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat and harsher punishment for the families of Palestinian attackers.
In terms of what the government is weighing, it would appear very much to be more of the same. They don't seem to be thinking of dramatically changing the army's current deployment, which is in most of the West Bank cities. They're trying to take measures that they feel will deter the bombers by punishing their families, by demolishing the homes of bombers and making sure there's no financial means of rewarding them.
Yesterday, Israeli soldiers demolished 9 homes of Palestinians. Israeli officials say either executed or planned suicide bombings. Meanwhile, a high-level Palestinian delegation is due to meet Secretary of State Colin Powell in Washington later this week. It was not clear if the weekend's attacks would derail that meeting. Marwan Kanafani is a spokesman for Yasser Arafat.
The meeting was postponed since last week twice, and I think that the Americans are rethinking the meeting, and I think this is a mistake. I think that the American administration, which we are confident that it could do a lot towards finding a way out of the impasse that we're facing, should meet Palestinian officials.
The Israeli government does plan to go through with a meeting this week between Defense Minister Ben-Eliezer and senior Palestinian officials. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.